The Radio Buzz, the top talk radio stories of the day. During a speech last week, President Obama called for a Palestinian state based on the pre-1967 borders. Well, I have news for you, Mr. President. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is not pleased with you.
This is not good news for Israel, right? Enough that so behind the scenes, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called Netanyahu to give him a heads up before Obama's big speech on Thursday to say, hey, this is coming. And let's say Benjamin Netanyahu was not happy then, and he's not very happy now.
That was politics staff writer for Roll Call, Shira Toplitz, speaking with Joe at WSYR in Syracuse.
Is this a different turn that this administration has had that from previous administrations in involving our relationship with Israel?
I wouldn't say it's a completely different turn. At least the White House wouldn't like us to think of it that way. In the president's speech Sunday, he very much backpedaled his comments, saying there's nothing new, nothing that original in my speech, nothing that administrations before me haven't tried to do. So, you know, the White House certainly would like to think that it's not anything that new or grand. You know, what they really don't want to be perceived as is not pro-Israel.
What was the intent behind it on the part of the president?
I think this is a stunt to prove that Obama has foreign policy chops and that he's willing to push an ally. And I think therein lies a fundamental problem. He's got an enemies first, allies last kind of policy here, and he's not willing to admit it.
That was foreign policy expert at the Ayn Rand Institute, Ilan Giorno, speaking with Lana and JP at KTRH in Houston. In a private Oval Office meeting with the president, Prime Minister Netanyahu said the president's call was not going to be able to be maintained. Buzzing on, the Tennessee State Senate giving the green light to a bill that would ban the teaching of homosexuality in its schools. Will we see any civil rights violations here?
From your perspective, you see many civil rights, any civil rights violations here?
You know, I don't, but I'll bet you the ACLU will find a hook because the only protected classes are race, gender, religion, and age. Those are the protected classes under our 14th Amendment, or at least that's what we have determined through various case law over the last 50 years are the folks that get the equal protection of the law. And so it remains to be seen whether or not homosexuals will actually get that protected status.
The proposal was approved by a vote of 19 to 11. Under it, any instruction or materials at public elementary or middle schools will be limited exclusively to age-appropriate natural human reproduction science. The sponsor of the proposal, Republican Senator Stacey Campfield, says homosexuals don't naturally reproduce, and that the current state curriculum is not clear on what can be taught. Opponents say it would be unfair to students who have same-sex parents. I don't think that this is the last we'll hear of this story. I'm Jessica Curtis, and that's your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.